This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, it's Wednesday, and on this Wednesday, the tax bill will make its final journey through Congress, already passed by the Senate last night, 51-48. Going forward now, the House has to re-vote, even though they passed it yesterday, and Paul Ryan was so excited, he slammed the gavel down and it flew off the podium. Besides all that, they have to re-vote just on a technicality, no big deal. But it is incredible the things that the left would say about this tax bill that gives 85% of Americans a tax break. Most notably, the middle class. And those that are on the bottom rungs of the income scale, they do better. They do better than they've ever done, in fact. But here's a tweet for you. That's the problem. The rich control a disproportionate amount of America's riches. The tax scam gives them more. You can't win an argument that accepts the notion that the rich are not getting richer. They are, because if they weren't, this money grab would not have money grab. Do these people have the notion somehow that it's not the people's money who earned it? I mean, after all, it is the people's money. It's not the government's money. My neighbors are not entitled to my paycheck, nor me to theirs. I mean, in what world do you think you're entitled to your neighbor's paycheck? Only in the world of socialism indoctrinated into your small brains by these people, that you have some idea that somehow you're entitled to government money. Government money doesn't just come out of thin air. It isn't produced on trees. Wealth is produced by people and by corporations and by hard work and brilliant thinking. Wealth doesn't just materialize out of thin air and then some bully takes too much of it for himself. That's not how it works. We encourage our children to go to college, to work hard, to get good grades, to be all they can be. We want them to be successful, but the liberals, not too successful. Hold on there. Because if you're too successful, then you become part of that 1%, the evil 1%. So if your child grows up to be a gifted surgeon, for example, and makes several million dollars a year for their efforts, should we punish your child because they worked hard and they had gifted abilities that they followed through on and they found their true potential? We should punish that person because they're now part of the 1% and therefore they're somehow evil? What if your child is a great engineer and draws magnificent buildings and makes millions of dollars because they went to school and worked hard and paid back their loans and studied and didn't stay out late and didn't go to college to drink beer and screw around, but they went to work and rolled up their sleeves? Do we punish that person because they're part of the evil 1%? When in America did it become so wrong to achieve and to shoot higher and to dream bigger? My God, to hear the left talk about this tax bill, it's as if those that worked hard and earned all of these great things, earned it, should somehow be punished. And then they have the notion that if you work hard, and you're a surgeon, or you're an architect, or you create a successful business that makes millions of dollars, not only should you be punished while you're alive, your children should be punished when you die, because the government should demand more of your money because they believe death is a taxable event. How absurd. Shouldn't you, the person that earned that money, be able to bequeath it however you see fit? Maybe it's to a charity. Maybe it's to your university. Maybe it's to your children. Shouldn't that be up to you? Shouldn't the idea of how your money, what you've earned in your lifetime, how that should be distributed? And if you inherited money from your parents, wasn't it your parents' right to decide how their children would benefit from your life and your death? This whole idea that somehow this money belongs to the government, or that somehow that high achievers in this country should be treated poorly, is unbelievable. Here's another tweet from some Christopher. You should be ashamed to be Republican today. With over $2 trillion cash, $100 billion in taxpayer subsidies, and an effective tax rate of 20%, don't tell me corporations need the GOP tax bill scam to create jobs or raise wages. Another Wall Street handout added on the national debt. Wall Street handout. I see. So those on Wall Street, if you have a successful corporation and you're on Wall Street, you should be treated differently. You should be treated differently, even though more than 50% of all Americans are invested in Wall Street in 401k plans and retirement plans and pension plans. Retired teachers, retired janitors, retired firefighters, retired business people, all over this country, invested in the market, plus a lot of people that are still working. They should be treated differently, apparently, according to Chris. Apparently in America, we should punish all success. We should just draw a line. If you make more than $100,000, well, you shouldn't have any of that. You should give to those that don't make $100,000. It's the relentless pursuit of mediocrity. That's what it is. I'm sorry, Chris, that you can't excel on your own. I'm sorry, Chris, that you can't earn as much as others. You apparently can afford a smartphone, and you can fritter away your time tapping away on the keyboard instead of going to school to better yourself or looking for another job or hustling for something today. You can sit and whine about what's wrong. You can complain and point fingers and blame the evil one percenters. By the way, in America, there is no prohibition against being a one percenter. You can be as successful as you want. You can achieve as high as you want. That's what we encourage our children to do. So why do we demonize those that make it? Why do we allow people to demonize? I admire people who make it to the top of the mountain. Whether it's a football star like Tom Brady or a business star like Jeff Bezos, I admire that kind of success. Why would you want to demonize that? And the answer is you should not. We should embrace success in America, and we should allow those that are successful to keep more of what they earn. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat. For its exceptional warmth and its friendly service, Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at oilheatamerica.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance. Located just 5 blocks from the state capitol, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day in Lansing, delivering powerful advocacy for Michigan's job providers. The Chamber exists for and because of the thousands of business owners of every size and type across the state who have joined the Chamber in support of its mission to promote conditions favorable to job creation and business success in Michigan. Our core purpose is to help state Chamber members solve their business problems and thrive. Go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
In 1977, in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the US and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the US Open Championship twice? 1 in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.